You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, you know who I am, right? I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. I'm so excited that you made a decision to join me from all over the world to invite me into your home, into your heart. And I can truly say that I believe that your life will never be the same again after listening to this recording. Well, how are you doing? I pray that you are making a decision to have a great day, a great evening, a great afternoon. It is summertime and the living is easy here in Hotlanta. And one reason we call it Hotlanta is because in the summertime it gets really, really hot, but all is well. I have a great show for you today, and I'm really excited. My mentor is back, James Powers, and we're going to be talking about living the answers to your prayers before the manifestation or evidence. How many people are excited about that? We're going to get right into it. And just a quick reminder, I'm about 3 weeks away from my retreat here in Atlanta, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. You've heard so many testimonies about it. If you feel led, if you are ready for a breakthrough, if you are ready for some one-on-one, up-close, and personal mentoring from me, then you need to make it happen. Go to my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com, and there you will see all the information about this conference. I'm so excited. People are coming from South Korea, from Japan, from Germany, from all over the U.S. And wow, we know that God will be there. James Powers is going to be there one day with me. Rashid Edwards is going to be there doing some hypnotherapy on that second day, and would love to meet you personally. So let's go to these quick commercials and then I'm going to be right back.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, I'm back and I'm really excited and grateful and honored to have my guest, my mentor of 25 years, James Powers. We're going to be talking about living the answers to your prayers before the manifestation. So, James Powers, we're so honored and grateful and thankful that you're back. Welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, and thank you for inviting me back. It's always a blessing to be with you and your audience, because one of the things I know and have learned for a while is that when we get together to discuss things that have eternal value, the value of those things are greatly exposed. So I'm looking for things to be exposed in my own life, in my own faith walk. So I'm glad to be back with you.
Well, I'm excited that you're going to spend a day with us here at the conference, and everybody has been asking about you, not only who's coming to the conference, but we've had people email me, when is James Powers coming back? And it's been since the beginning of the year, And so how have you been prior to that, first of all? What have you been up to, et cetera?
Well, as you know, we are all on a journey, and I had a journey that I may mention later on that had to do with how do you decide to see the end from the beginning on something very major, and it was a major kind of health issue. So I'm here to tell you that the things that we talk about and the things that we principle that we espouse, they absolutely work. And so I'm grateful to be on the other side of a situation that I saw happening long before it happened. And as I would always say, it happened the way I chose to see it.
Wow. So today what we're doing for listeners, we are sort of taking a look at where we are in 2017. It's July, and half of the year has passed. And so we're going to be talking about or revisiting how can we begin to live the answers to our prayers, or how can we begin to live in the end, or how can we begin to live like our prayers are already answered. So I'm going to let you start, James, because we started back in January with a new year, a new and a better way of living. So what are we doing today?
Well, the first thing you do, when you set out goals, as you know, we get to a certain point and we don't look back to see how well we have done or what we need to do to change. So one of the things we're doing is saying at the beginning of the year, we were going to learn how to have a new year and a new and a better way of living. And we begin to talk about if you begin to live the answers to your prayers, you can have in your life the things that you already see going to happen, and you begin to behave like you already have it. So today we're going to say, how are you doing? How have things been working for you? How has your living been since the beginning of the year? What are some of the indicators that says you, I did good here, I didn't do so well here, and how do we begin here in the middle of July, toward the end of July, to regroup and really go back and decide, well, it's not working for me. It's not working many times because we're not working it with the intensity that we would work it if we already knew it existed. So that's where we're going to be going.
Okay, you know, I've received some emails since the beginning of the year, and some people have been consistent with their hour power. So that's a great move or a great habit to have implemented in their lives. A lot of people are scripting out how they want their life to be. Remember when I went to Aruba and I wrote out exactly how I wanted it to unfold? So I've been receiving a lot of emails around that. A lot of people are continuing doing their hour of power. That's 15, 20, 30 minutes of meditation, prayer, affirmations, etc. So those are just some examples, James Powers, of some things that some listeners have sent in to me that they are doing.
Well, that's important, and I'm glad to hear that, because if you don't look back to look to see how you are living your life in a quality way, for instance, some people may have said, I've talked to them doing your show, but they say, you know what, I have a better relationship with God. I was always making it such a difficult task. Mm-hmm. You know, I always had this poor self-image, and now I see myself through the lens of how I was made. So when you go back and begin to look at the way you were living or not living, you can choose to make a conscious decision that I don't have to live through the negative lens I've been looking through. And sometimes the negative lens are not because we put them on deliberately. They exist inside of our being on our hard drive, and they are there ready to be used without me even asking, because I default to the side of me that's not working well. So that's what I'm doing. Living your life the way it should be is so powerful, and I'm glad to hear your listeners continuing to do what they said was important with their lives.
Yeah. So going forward, I know we're taking a look backwards. How can people begin to pursue a better way of living for the remainder of 2017?
Well, first of all, you have to make a decision early that I know how I need to make a plan for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that people are aware that once we have habits, and those habits begin entrenched in us, they become ruts, as someone said, it often said that, and a rut is just a grave with both ends kicked out of it. And we begin by default to just live what we've always been living without being conscious of it. So beginning right now, we need to ask ourselves, let's go back and look at some of the principles of living your life as if your prayers are already answered.
Yeah.
And we'll rehearse that a little bit. How do you do that? How do we begin this second half? What if we knew that your prayers were already answered and they were just waiting? Or maybe let me ask it this way. If someone said, Constance, there's $1 million going to be available to you at a certain point of time in within 5 months and 2 years. And we want you to go ahead and begin to live and think and do all the things you want to do as if you had that $1 million and what it would do for your life. I'm certain that you will begin to make plans. You will begin to think a certain way.
I would be on the internet. Where am I going to travel? What am I going to do? Who am I going to bless? I would be so excited.
And what would make it exciting, because it's like a child, we are imagining going to Disney, imagine going to the theme park tomorrow, and this is the night before, and for the days before, we've already been there so many times, we've been living it so many times, that we really feel like we've already been there.
Yeah.
So you telling me that if you were doing that, you would go ahead and begin to think and behave the way you would like to use that $1 million to bless others, to bless yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be something that you really, if you knew and someone actually showed you the check, but you just couldn't have it for five or let's say a year, what would be wrong with trying to live now like you already have it?
Right. It would be a certain expectation. I would be talking about it. I would be rehearsing it in my mind. I would be planning certain things, very excited about, even though it had not manifested in my physical experience.
Okay. With that in mind, and we're talking to all of the people that you that are listening to that, you've told me that you would start acting as if you already had the money if you didn't have it.
Right.
I remember when we were talking on our last program, you had some things that we may talk about later, but you decided that, you know what, if I wanted this relationship, what would be my behavior daily? May I give you a quick example? I think I'll
okay.
do it. As you know, I have become infamous or famous for saying if I'm going to take a trip, whether it's a cruise or whether it's an adventure somewhere, I literally go and look everything about that city, everything about where I'm going. I know the ship. I know all of the things about it. I deal with it night after night for months, which means that by the time I get to the ship or wherever, and we move aboard the ship, my wife already knows that I'm already living for maybe the 15th time the reality of what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
I experienced something, as you most know, for years I've had a need to have a knee change or something. And I sat at the beginning of the year and said, this is the year that I'm going to do this. How do I see this turning out? And I spent time for 3 or 4 months and decided, on the day after the surgery, this is what I would hear the doctors and the physical therapist saying. And that was so embedded in my mind. So much so I did not tell anybody else but my wife. And we just pondered that outcome. 4 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago, I stepped into the hospital. And within a few hours after the surgery, I'm up walking around. The doctor is saying the same thing I've heard them say, because that's the prayer that I prayed. And now I'm walking around, I'm doing all the things I'm doing, and everybody is saying it's been an exceptional rehab and an exceptional surgery. I wasn't surprised, because I had already had the surgery 8 months ago and was certain about it. That's living your life as if you already believe the outcome will be the way you see it.
And so when the doctor said to you what they said, you were not surprised because you had already lived that out in your thinking, in your emotions, in your imagination, and in your feelings prior to for months.
And for 3 or 4 months, every single thing they wanted me to do, the pre-rehab, the exercise, I put them on my calendar daily as events. My wife and I actually went to the hospital and took classes. I knew every single thing about it. I knew every part of the surgery. I knew the complication and went on and said the complication won't be that way. So everything that they said to me after and even yesterday in the place, the men said, I can't believe that you are recovering as fast as you can. You're not going to leave even the time you need. That's the power of living the answer to your prayer before you get there. I had no doubt. I had no fear that the outcome would not be what it is. That's my example of what has happened to me. And I'm sitting here now at an exhibit A that it works.
Yeah. And so listeners, you see that James Powers put in the time. We're going to share some principles and some processes for you. But you see, he put in the time of thinking, of feeling. I'm going to say it again, imagination, emotion, of living out that prayer before it happened in his own experience. So James Powers, what can we begin to do to begin the second half of 2017? What are some principles we need to think about?
Well, some of the principles that we ought to think about are some that obviously we know.
Uh-huh.
And we think we know. So if I was going to ask someone to do that, you need to understand that there are some principles. The major principle of doing this now is that you have to understand the power of believing and receiving.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Now, here is something they said when I look at the definition of faith, it said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But there's another definition that says faith is living now what you cannot see later, but you already know you have it.
Ooh.
Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, I'm saying one of the greatest principles we must get involved in. It says that woman, when she had that issue of blood in the scripture, she said, for 12 years, I have been sick and spent all of my money. Here's the principle. And she said that she got no better. In fact, she said she got worse. But she heard about this person who was a healer. But there was some things that prohibited her from doing it. And here's what she did. She said, I don't have anywhere else to go. And she said inside of herself, ladies and gentlemen, if you say something inside of yourself and declare the outcome that you believe could happen, she said, if I said to myself, if I can just get to him, since I'm not supposed to physically touch him, I can just touch his clothes. And I know if I do that, I'm well. She set the parameters for her answered prayer. So when she got there and did what she did, it stunned the master to such a degree, he stopped the meeting and asked, who touched me? And everybody said, everybody. He said, no. Somebody with great intention had already saw the outcome. And when they touched my clothes, I felt something in me leak. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to say in your heart what your desires are long before you see the evidence. That's a major principle that I want to convey to the audience today. You have to say in your heart. And sometimes, may I say this,
uh-huh,
you can't tell everybody what you are believing for.
Nothing but the truth.
Because the reason I didn't tell a lot of people about the surgery, because if somebody said, yes, Power, that's fine, but I met this guy, and he had this surgery, and man, his knee has never been right. So I wasn't going to let any of that enter into the space where I've already heard the other testimony. I didn't want anything interfering with it. So I'm saying sometimes you have to keep things inside of you and walk toward without having to tell all of your friends. That was happened to me. Nothing wrong with the people I know. I just had to do that for James Power. So that's one of the great patterns. Believing that you receive. And if you believe that you receive.
Well, you know, that means if you're believing that you receive, you have to have an intention of what you want to receive.
Absolutely. And intention is knowing and believing that the outcome that you desire has already materialized. Intention is knowing that it's going to happen. What we are doing sometimes, we are still believing for something that we ought to believe that we've already received the something.
Wow. So for listeners, somebody who's believing for a house, you know, and that's their intention. So they need to, I've done this so many times with every house I've gotten, they need to see themselves in the house, you know, knowing that the finances will come. So that's different than just hoping and wishing, right?
Yes, it says at this point, when you receive something like the child has already gone to and had the fun, and the kid would say, they'd say, quit jumping up and down. You can't be still. No, he can't be still, or she can't be still, because she's already at the amusement park doing what she said she's supposed to be doing tomorrow. She or he is doing it today. So they've already received the trip in the right now presence.
Yeah. I know you remember my house that was in the woods, right? The little cottage.
Right.
I used to have a lot of functions there. So before I purchased that house, I was living in a condo. I was traveling a lot. I saw that house. And the lady was an airline stewardess. So while we were making the deal, I asked her, I said, when you're traveling, is it okay for me to come over here and lie in the hammock that's on the screen porch? So I would go over there, James Powers, while she was traveling, and I would lie in that hammock and I would say, this is where I'm going to be lying on this screen porch. This house is mine. And while I was there, to me, that was my house. I began to bring people over there and say, look, this is going to be my bedroom. She allowed me to do this. So in my own mind, I didn't know how. How was I going to sell my condo and move to this house? But I just stayed in that state of I have it now. And I, you know, and I purchased that house, of course, and loved living there.
Well, what you've done is given a powerful example, and many, many people, because I pastored for a number of years, people operate in a level of subterranean doubt.
Yeah, okay.
They say they're looking at why they probably can't have it.
Mm-hmm.
A great example of anyone who ever bought a car, when you first go and see the car, you see the car, and the first thing they ask you to do is test drive it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know you're going to smell the inside of the car, the newness. You are going to be able to experience driving. And you. Sometimes they used to ask you to take it home. But here's what happened. From the day you take that test drive, it seems like on the road as you're traveling, you see that car more than you've ever seen it before. That comes the powerful reinforcement that, yes, that's mine. Because you are entertaining the idea that it could be. So I'm saying to people that sometimes our Christian faith or whatever religious beliefs we have, we are denying the power that's built into what is said. Example, some people are afraid to do things. There's a little statement that's often said that I read in the song. It's not original with me. It said, don't be so afraid to do something bad that you don't allow yourself to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
We deal with what we can't do more than we deal with what we can. So one of the things we got to know is prayer changes things, but prayer always changes you. There should never principle, never pray a prayer that you say is complete without seeing what the possibility of the outcome could be.
So when people are believing they receive their intentions, they need to receive them as already answered.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot afford to see something happening to you that you have not seen in your mind or thought process. Someone says, you know, I'd like to go to the beach, and doesn't know what a beach look like, doesn't know what the waves look like. You have to be familiar with it and see it happening. That's why I say many times now, it took me 3 or 4 months. I've known this to say, this is how I want that. I see the outcome happening for me. And I receive that outcome without any fear or doubt. So yes,
we can almost abort the prayer that we pray without, because we have not received it as already done.
Okay, so what other things or principles do people need to know or implement into their lives as far as really believing or living like their prayers are already answered?
Living like their prayers are already answered. Let's look at this. As we said earlier, remember the power of prayer works through belief and acceptance. Once you believe something and accept it, your inside, your spirit person, your brain doesn't know, quote, the difference between right and wrong. That's why when people will rehearse things in their mind that they said, well, you know, I really don't believe that. Well, don't tell that to your brain, because you've already said it and it will try to bring to pass what you said, whether it was good or bad. So at this point, principle, this prayer power works through belief and the fact that you've already accepted it. What we have to believe on the unconditioned faith and power inside of you.
What does that mean?
That means that for me, I don't make a prayer until I go back and understand why I believe what I believe. Mine has been framed by my Christian faith.
Yeah.
I believe that what it says, whatsoever things you desire, look at this principle. Now, this is a law that Jesus was teaching about. Whatsoever things you desire. Now, he's here. Folks, listen to this. This will unlock Mark 11, 23, 24. You can go and read it. But here's the essence. He spoke to a tree and the tree didn't live. And all of the people who knew it had happened wanted to know how it happened. He said, have faith in God, or have the God kind of faith. What kind of faith does God have? Speak in faith and let there be light, and there was. So he said, whatsoever things you desire. Now, that's another place. Mm-hmm. Most people have desires that are not complete because they are fearful that they can't have it. But so whatsoever you desire when you pray, if you believe that you already have it, you can have what you say.
Wow, that's a powerful principle.
It is an eternal law that if he's teaching this as a major object lesson to the people who were his followers and his disciples and apostles, he wasn't giving them a sermon. He was doing the same thing that Einstein did, I'm sure, when he was going to the people dealing with the theory of relativity, E equal MC2. Built into that are all the things we know can happen. He said, here's a law. Here's a principle. You have to be related to me and understand who I am. But when you work this principle, the principle works for you.
And so, James Powell, a lot of people are praying, but they don't believe they receive it. So they keep praying.
And they're praying big wishes. They are wishing that this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
They are wishing. If you throw something up in the air, everybody in the audience, if you wherever you are, throw a pen or a pencil up in the air and see whether it keep going. You say, that doesn't make sense. The law of gravity doesn't care whether you believe it'll keep going up. Gravity takes it back down. If you believe that the principle that I just said that he was teaching is a law just like the law of gravity, you can believe that. When I say this and when I believe it and when I confess it, and when I just operate like it is, that's why when I begin to share this, go ahead and see what your wedding day is going to look like, what everything's going to happen in detail to such degree that you can almost say, this is powerful. I'm already married. I just haven't gotten to the altar yet.
Yeah. You know, let me give a couple examples of that, because on my last show with James Powers, all of you know that I made the decision that I was ready to remarry again. And so I've been living my life. A lot of you wanted to know in the end. So when we, you know, I've already prayed and believe that I have it. So what does that look like on a daily basis? Yesterday, somebody came to my house and I wasn't here. And I left the key under the doormat, and she came in and she said, Constance, your house is so immaculate. It looks like a man lives here. And I said, he does. because in my thinking and in my imagination, I'm living in the end. And just the other day, and let me just say this before I say that. So in every area of my life, I'm living like, because I truly believe it, that I'm already in a committed, loving, nurturing relationship. My car reflects that. My laughter, my looks, all of the above. So yesterday I was at the gym and James Powers texted me and he said, we were trying to get our sketches together. And I said, I'm at the gym. And you text me back and I think you said, are you, I'm looking at it right now. You said, are you there? You said, think about getting emotional with your handsome and physically fit husband being there with you. And what I realized, James Powers, was when I go to the gym doing my weight training, I'm kind of like strictly business. And I had not incorporating that component of believing that I've received in the gym. And so after that text, I began to see in my mind, my husband behind me, well, helping me with my weight training and saying, baby, you're doing a good job and you're looking great and you can do more weights, etc. And so I just want to say to listeners, I'm living this out in every facet of my life, believing that I already have the relationship, even though it hasn't manifested on my physical plane. Because well, it has, but if you know what
yeah,
I mean.
And when I got off the phone with that, it says, if you get up in the morning, mm-hmm. When I get up in the morning, I never walk out of the house not being aware or get up that my wife is here for all these 40 plus years. Mm-hmm. So when I get ready to believe for something, I have to create the atmosphere that whatever I'm doing on that ship that day, about a month or 2 months before, I actually go on the cruise day by day to whether it's Dubrovnik or Venice or wherever that last one I was on. And I actually go and see everything on that particular day. So when we get on there and she's trying to figure out, how do you know all these places? And how do you know to turn by this building? How do you know here? Because 3 or 4 or 5 weeks ago, I took the cruise beginning on the same day of the week. And I walked through every day and all of the site places and everything like that. So when I got there, I'd already been there on that day before. So ladies and gentlemen, get serious about applying the principles. The principle of I believe and I receive. That's what I see. And that's what I see you doing, Constance. I'm seeing the fact that the atmosphere you created around whatever you want, you have to be aware of it daily.
Yeah, I love that. And so for listeners, let's just say if you want to start a business, like James Powers is saying, on a daily basis, what would it feel like to have a lot of customers come online and purchase your products? What would it feel like to go to PayPal and you have lots of money in there? What would it feel like to be successful? Is that what you're saying, James Powers? Just
absolutely.
Implement it. Just like if you believe you receive something, you're going to be acting like it. You're going to be
absolutely
feeling it and speaking and talking about it.
Those of you who are obviously all of us have been children. Let me just put this in. I always ask someone when I'm counseling with them, and I said, as a little girl, do you ever remember the little, your mom would come in your room or your dad would come in and you had this little setup where you were cooking. They bought you the little coat and you'd say, I'm cooking this. And there's nothing on the little stove because it wouldn't line up. But you don't tell them because the reality of them creating in their imagination exactly what they believe was happening is the power of what God gave them when they were early. And it's called the power of imagination. And it's known as a faculty of the mind that was built in by the Creator for us to see beyond. That's why if you don't believe that, those of you who want to look at a biblical story, when they were building the Tower of Babel, they said, let's get together and make a name for ourselves and build a tower to the heaven. And here's what even God's observation. They have become one. And even the way they are, even I can't stop them because they have imagined a thing. And the only way it can be stopped is if I confuse their language so they can't communicate their vision. Huh. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Folks, we've been given things. We're rushing to get to heaven to live free of the stuff on earth when we were given the capacity to live that kind of abundant life here on earth. And we're rushing to get heaven will take care of itself. Earth is where we're supposed to be acting like earth people who are filled with the spirit to such degree that we are a demonstration of what it's like to be who we were created to be.
So, you know, it sounds like that you're saying on a daily basis that for people to live their life like their prayers are already answered, you know, that they're going to have to be intentional about what their desires are. They're going to have to use their imagination. They're going to have to believe. And so, you know, that subconscious mind is really most impacted by imagination and emotion. You know, they're saying that you can speak it, but when you visualize with emotion, that really impacts that subconscious mind. And I want to say to listeners, you're imagining something now. It's probably by default, but I'm going to strongly encourage you, like James Powell said, he already in his mind, months in advance, already imagined and felt, you know, his knee completely healed and whole.
Well, I didn't know. I don't think I've ever shared this before.
Okay.
But I have a list. I'm always saying my time with God in the morning, and I never know what it's going to be like. Mm-hmm. But I made a list. This is the way it was when I was doing pastoring full time. Before someone came into the office for me, I let them sit out there, and I'm thinking, here's a person who's walking in here. I don't know what they need. Let me get an indication of what it is. And when they came into the office, I begin to ask questions, and it begins to reveal their heart. And all I did was by the Spirit speak back to them. I have a list that I've been keeping for maybe 8, 10 years or longer. Some goes back to 1974. I have a list of people before I leave the planet that I have when the resources available. I already have a dollar amount that I know I believe that I want to bless. And sometimes some of them is 10 years old. And I have 30 or 40 things that I want to do. I have this grand thing that I want to do for my wife on the 50th. It is absolutely elaborate. I've had that for the longest. I've had the things that I want to do. When you called and asked me, did I want to be on the program the first time? I said, this is a part of helping Constance with her vision. So I'm offering to her vision of what she wants, an example. So I'm looking down at the list of things that probably go up to several hundred thousand dollars. And you say, well, would that ever happen? I got a better knee and I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. It's what live long enough to watch it unfold. It will unfold.
Right.
People who don't even know it. I saw them one day and the Holy Spirit said, it may be 10 years, but you saw something in them and I can't come to earth and bless them with that. But by the time they need it, you be in a position to send this person to college or to do this or to bless this. And because I am passionate about making someone else's dreams come true, in the process, mine come true in order for theirs to come true.
Hmm. Wow. So you have a clear intention. It's written down. You know, you have positive thinking around it. You visit that often and look at it with your eyes. You believe you receive. You probably see the people saying, oh, my God, James Powers, I can't believe. I'm so surprised. I'm sure you're all into the emotion of that. And in your imagination, you see it happening.
And yet the last thing I did the other day that I hadn't done, I went through the list and added up everything that I had there. And I won't give the amount, but it's a significant amount. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, I forgot. I hadn't put that in there and put it in there like as a part of my budget. So everything I'm going to do, there's things. So it was a beautiful day of budgeting my life on the expectation of how he wants me to bless people.
Yeah. And so if for listeners, if you're believing for a change in your career, let's just use it as an example, James Powers, you need to see yourself taking that new route to work and see yourself getting that raise or having an office with a window or really getting along with your new coworkers or your company gives you educational tuition benefits. Because James Powers, if they talk about what is, the more you talk about what is, feel what is, become emotional about what is, that says that you're not believing that your prayers are already answered because you're too mired in what is.
I'm going to say 100% correct. Now, this is going to be a stinger.
Okay.
I guarantee you for your audience, those of you who are very social media conscious, if you took 10% of your daily social media time and dedicated to rehearsing your prayer and thinking about it and being thankful for it, it'll significantly change. But whatever you dominate your mind with on social media, nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
We begin to get what we sow. If we sow things on there, we're waiting for people to send things back. We cannot succeed the way God wants us to succeed, the way we need to succeed, if we are preoccupied with things that are inconsistent with the outcome that we desire.
Yeah, and I know you and I had talked about how whatever you are dominated with in your day-to-day living will reveal the patterns that are in your life. So the day-to-day living of what a person thinks, feels, desires, and executes in their lives is what's going to happen.
Absolutely. The way you explain that is we become what we think and what we fear. Listen to this. If you want to see something that's concerned, Job said that I feared most came upon me. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. He said the fear worked the same way faith was. I began to get what I feared. So I'm saying believe that you receive and you will get that if you are. See, once you become afraid, the emotions of fear dominates to bring that to pass the same way the emotion of joy and excitement would bring to pass the things that I'm praying for.
Yeah. And some ways to believe that you receive whatever your intention is would be through getting clear about what you want. I've said this, but I'm going to say it again, through imagination. I would say really through what you see, through taking a look at your dominant thoughts. We're going to talk about talking and feeling and affirming, but just bringing that experience of what you desire in your daily life, just like it already happened, because in the physical world it has.
That's right. First, they said things are created twice, once mentally, and then it manifests itself physically. What they were saying is you cannot have a clear outcome without a clear mental image of what your life would look like.
Ugh.
Folks, what I'm asking you to do is if you don't have a mental, everything are created twice. First, and let's go back to the beginning of quick. It's in the mind of God, and he couldn't think it. He gave a demonstration, and God said. He couldn't say something that he had not already seen. And I'm saying, James Power said, the doctor is going to say, well, and this was the other piece. He said, I got in there, and I saw this complicated thing that I didn't know or expected, and somehow or another it came to my mind how to make that work. So even though when he found something complicated once he got me on the operating table, immediately the Spirit gave him an idea to do it. He said, I did it better than I would have done it if the complication wasn't there. I said, brother, you don't know what you're doing. The prayer that I'd already received, well, this was going to, you're going to give a good report. And it's almost like he was patting himself on the back. I never did one just like that.
Yeah.
Why? Because I would not accept anything else other than what I'd already received.
Yeah. Wow. That's powerful. And so God's not holding anything back from us. It's our own thinking and believing and not aligning ourselves with spiritual principles.
We have not because we ask not, or we ask amiss. We ask and then we come back and start worrying. I said that, let me just tell everybody in the audience something. Mm-hmm. Once you pray, don't go back and worry your prayers. You worry your prayers about raising questions about it and praying it over again. You go into the Thanksgiving mode, and the Thanksgiving mode presupposes that you already have it.
Yeah. And Thanksgiving is really one of the greatest evaporations of faith, because you're thankful for something. You put your signature on something even before that experience possibly has manifested in your life.
The power of gratitude that was built in on our hard drive is the same way that all kinds of animals in some way, we laugh. What in the world is this thing about laughter that we laugh? You ever think about that? That somewhere inside, the intensity that would be upon the human body had to be released with the whatever happens when we laugh. It released the endorphins, whatever they call them, and we quieten down.
Yeah. That's
and so,
so
I'm saying, oh my goodness, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and we live outside of that by letting the culture decide how we ought to live. And a little later on, we'll talk about what are some of the things we really need to do, like processes and the things.
Yeah.
We do.
Okay, we can move on to that. But you know, I wanted to say before we moved on to processes that we're really extraordinary supernatural beings that can create the miraculous. Just your story of your need, that's just a powerful example.
Well, you're totally right. To create, we are miraculous. We really don't know who we are because we see ourselves through the lens of our past failures, our insecurities, our fears. My passion is to see people in bondage and freed from that bondage with something that was already inside of them all the time. And for me, it's this Spirit of God that lives and moves and have his being in me and I in him. That there's nothing more powerful for me than to see people set free. And my being set free is not just from my, quote, sin. I'm set free to live the abundant life.
Yeah, nothing but the truth. So we have about 10 minutes to talk about these processes. So we're talking about how to believe that you receive your intention. How do you believe that you receive your goal or your dream, and how to live your life every day like you already have it? So, James, what are some processes to do after you pray, living it?
Think about this now, folks. Here's a place where if you really want to, we're narrowing it down.
Uh-huh.
First of all, if you believe that you receive it. And let me first say, if you are trying to pray something that you are not writing down, you say, well, I got to write a prayer. The architect doesn't just get in his mind that he's going to go ahead and say, I'm going to build a building and I think I'll write it down. The plans for my house are still in my notebook, because every contractor who came there had to get his part of the architectural rendering to know how to do what he or she was doing. And I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, when you get ready to pray for something, sit down and say what it is and see, can you write it? Mm-hmm. And once you write it and come back the next day and read it, guess what's going to happen? You're going to revise it because you'll see something you didn't see before. And one day it took me 7 days of looking at a prayer that I need to pray before I could write the prayer and begin to believe that I received it, because I didn't have a clear mental image of the outcome. And it wasn't going to come with me jumping into the prayer and saying, I'm going to go ahead and pray right now, and not even know what it is. Now, I know there are other times where the Spirit can give you an unction, but when you're serious about it, here's what you do. Once you pray the prayer of faith, now you say, what is the prayer of faith? It said this, when you pray the prayer of faith in the scripture, it said the prayer of faith will heal the sick and the Lord will raise them. I don't go to heal people. I go to pray the prayer of faith and build in what people are hearing when I pray. If they hear that, that changed the way they see their condition, because built into the prayer of faith is the answer to their prayer.
So true.
Now, here's what you do. After you do that, you start behaving a different way. And you behave in the direction of the way the prayer is going to be answered.
Like I did at the gym.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. You turned around and changed and said, you know what? I left the idea of on this day, if I was already married, I would know my husband may be at work. He may be doing something else. But it wouldn't be there with me just trying to grind it out and not being consciously aware of it. That's number one.
So behaving in the direction of your answered prayer. Yeah.
Then you go and act in the direction of your answer. You said, what's the difference between praying? Acting is a deliberate act. You did some acting. I know my script. I knew my character. And I begin to give life to the character. I love getting in a role and creating the character the way the director see it and giving energy and life to that character. So I act out. My grandmother used to say, boy, quit acting out. Well, I was acting out a role. It was the actor in me. You act out in the direction of what it would be like for me to give somebody this $15,000 because I know they owe this amount. It's been a burden to them and they'll never pay it off. Mm-hmm. Here's that $15,000 and that's what it is. You act in the direction. You practice. Practice doesn't make perfect. It makes permanent. Mm-hmm. So the more you practice the answer to your prayer, the more permanent it becomes in you, and you don't have to worry about what that. So you behave, you act, you practice, and then just before the big play, you go and start rehearsing it. Mm-hmm. You rehearse it to somebody you can trust. You rehearse in the direction of it. Then here's the big one. You start talking to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you say in your heart, oh, my God. I'm going to go back and finish that degree because I said that 5 years ago and feel like I couldn't do it. I've already had the degree. So there's some people right now in the audience keep putting off the fact because you're afraid to go back to school and the fear is blocking you, not your capacity and your ability. So do that. You can't stay the way you are and get where you want to be. Remember that principle.
And so, James, they're not talking about what is. Oh, my God, I'm too old to go back to school. And all of, I'm a baby boomer. And all of I'm going to be the oldest thing in there. Right. So whatever you want, whatever your intention or whatever your dream is, the way that you believe that you receive is that you're talking to yourself.
And here's
about
a question.
The answer prayer.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's a question that was asked of us at our church 25 years ago, and I want to ask your audience. If you knew you could not fail, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
Because failure creates opportunities for me to doubt. So when you begin to look at your answered prayer, this prayer can't have. Now, I know there'll be maybe some little nuances that maybe you didn't see all the detail. I didn't see the fact that all of the nurses who gathered around my bed start saying, wow, you don't seem like you had surgery. One nurse burst into tears and I'm going back to the hospital because there's something she had to say that apparently I said or something. And she just melted. This is the caregiver.
Mm.
Benedict Turner. And I'm thinking, God, when I go back out there in the next few weeks, I got to find her because you knew what happened to her. So do that. Rehearse the outcome of your prayers in the morning. How often do you give attention to your answered prayers?
Mm-hmm.
It ought to be. I hear you say many times you up early doing these things.
Yeah.
And here's the big one.
Okay. Drum roll.
How will your answered prayers change you?
Mm.
How would your life change if your prayers got answered?
Hmm.
Now, guess what you're doing? Once you start thinking about how your life could change and you get excited about it, all of the parts of your being is conspiring to bring to pass the outcome. That doctor, when he saw that difficulty, he didn't know I'd already received a perfect report. And it's almost as if he went back to medical school and said, you know, I'd use some physics. There was something about concave and convex. And it turned around. He said, I did this and used a simple procedure and built something in there that I had not built in another knee and made it even stronger than it would have been if it would have been a perfect example. And I said, I go back and I'm going to write him a letter and say, you don't know what happened to you. Mm-hmm. You got the opportunity to bring my prayer to pass because I wasn't going to accept anything else other than what I'd seen. Mm. So that's what I want.
Wow.
A few questions.
Okay. We have about 3 minutes. And so you've given us really specific processes and principles that we can implement in our daily living to believe that we've already received the answers to our prayers.
I'm going to go through 5 questions.
Okay.
You can listen to this test. Listen, for you to live this abundant life and live the answer to your prayer. Number one, what do you really want to do with your life? Be specific. 2, what are the most important things you want to happen in your life? Be clear. Number 3, what are the desires of your heart and your mind when you are actually praying? Are you praying without desires, or are you just praying specifically? That's number 3. Number 4, what are your very strong belief systems? What do you really believe at the end of the day? You got to know what that is. 5, what are the things that are you are most passionate about? And then a bonus question, 6, what do you feel you were born to do and should be doing?
Wow.
Answer those questions seriously, and you can't help but change, because it will haunt you in a good way until you answer them.
Wow, you have really taught us how to believe that we receive. So you think you can, in one minute, James Powers, just give a summary of or give a final word to people?
First of all, the first thing you got to do is believe that you were created to succeed. Mm-hmm. People, your background and your physical conditions or your poverty or not poverty, you were born to succeed. First of all, now you got to know, have a vision of what you want to be and what you want to do and how you want to relate to your creator. I have to put that in. I relate to my creator in a very personal and powerful way. Then once I do that, I must ask myself this question. What would I prefer doing if I wasn't just doing my job? Mm-hmm. Don't confuse what you do for a living as what you ought to do for your life purpose. Believe that you receive, and you will have whatsoever things you say, period.
Yeah. Whoa. I've got to listen to this over and over and over and over and over again. James Powers, thank you so much. And I'm going to encourage all of my listeners to do the same. And this has been a powerful show, a life-changing show. And once again, you can go to my website at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, you may not know it or feel it, but you are surrounded by love because God loves you. I'm crazy about you. I love you. And guess what? Today is the best day of your life. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.